So I'm herbalist Andrew Gettard. I've been practicing herbal medicine for over 25 years, specializing in results. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a review since this is our first webinar of the season. And then we have more webinars scheduled until the summer. We'll take the summer off, and then we'll begin again in the fall. Now, some of you may not have used our go-to system before. To the right of your screen, there's a box where you can put in a question, but please keep the questions to one or two sentences max. Otherwise, we will not be able to get to them. But you can always follow up with our herbal helpline, and we'll be able to answer your questions then. While I mentioned that, I want to thank everybody for submitting their questions in advance. It's really helpful, not only in terms of me being able to answer your question, but also me formulating the best possible workshop. So again, at Health Concerns, we have many unique capabilities, and these products really work for many people, not only in the United States and California, but in Canada and other parts of the world. And we're really committed to the results, the clinical results that you get, and also your success as a practitioner. So one of the things that's unique about the Health Concerns line is the ease of use. For instance, the naming system. Try to tell an average American how to say or pronounce jirbidihuanwan. Not going to happen. The other issue that's very important to us is effective dosing. And so if you really follow the dosing protocols and the information in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook, you can achieve excellent clinical results. But it's really important to consult the handbook about dosing and questions you have about the ingredients or how the formula works. Another advantage of the Health Concerns line is that we're in compliance to all local, federal, and state laws, and that's really important because if you do practice any kind of mix any powders or bulk herbs together in your practice, basically the laws have changed in the last few years, and you'll have to make sure that you have adequate regulations. So, for instance, in California, some of my friends, prescribe bulk herbs, and what they may not know is that basically the labeling is regulated, so all bulk herbs or powders should be labeled. So if you mix them yourself, you should label them. And there's also compliance on how you mix and compound the herbs. So please consult your powder or herbal vendor if you do use bulk or powders. So one of the advantages, though, of the Health Concerns line, it's already prepared. So we've done a lot of the compliance work, a lot of the quality control work, and then we try as much as possible to concentrate our tablets for your patient's benefit. Okay, so today's topic is Chinese herbs and weight loss. I have a long history of treating people with weight loss issues. Myself, I've been underweight, just right, and overweight. So some of it comes out of my own experience, my family's experience. In my clinical practice, I've worked with people that have anywhere from 20 to 200 pounds to lose. I've worked with people that have got gastric bypass procedures. I've worked with many people who said they've tried every diet on the planet. And so this workshop and the follow-up workshop that we're doing next week are really coming out of that experience. And what my experience tells me in 25, 30 years is that patients wanting to lose weight need support, they need monitoring, and they need effective remedies. So this workshop and the one next week is really designed for you to decide, do you want to be the weight loss program or do you want to be an adjunct to the weight loss program? In other words, do you want to do all the monitoring? Do you want to talk about meal control and portion limits and monitoring and meeting with the person two or three times a week, and also helping them, of course, with acupuncture? Or do you want to refer them to another weight loss program, like a commercial weight loss program or a vegetarian weight loss program, and then support them with herbs and acupuncture so they can stay on the program? That's the big question for you. Okay, so we're going to put this into context of traditional Chinese medicine. One of the things, it's only been, say, the last 20 years that the Chinese have a significant problem with overweight. And so that has to do with various things like the one child policy. Many of the Chinese kids are basically spoiled rotten as American kids. And part of that is overeating, you know, and mom and dad don't have a lot of time, so they give the kid a lot of sweets, and that sort of sets up things for a lifetime. Possibly a lifetime problems with weight issues. So we're really going to be looking at the theory of Chinese medicine more than how it's actually practiced, because there's very little actual work being done in China with weight loss, because again, the problem in most of Chinese, thousands of years of Chinese culture, is getting enough food. It's not about trying to eat too much food like in the United States right now. So that's why we take an east-west approach. So in terms of its heart, the traditional Chinese diet is very balanced. And the traditional Chinese diet is plant-based. So one of the nice things about Asian cuisines is they typically are very heavily vegetable-based with a little meat added as more of a seasoning. And this is a really wonderful idea. Then, of course, rice is a plant, and so some carbohydrates may and may not be part of your program. I particularly prefer getting all my carbohydrates through plants, plants meaning vegetables and fruits, and trying to avoid the grains as much as possible. But in a traditional diet, grains are very, very important. And there's specifically reasons why wheat is one of the worst grains for people on a weight loss regime. And that's because there's a connection between gluten and diabetes. Also, there are other issues in wheat and the way it's been genetically modified, almost to promote cravings. And so one of the weight loss experts who wrote a book called Wheat Belly says that, you know, at the restaurant, they says, don't eat the bread, you'll fill up. You'll fill up. And the guy who wrote Wheat Belly says, eat the bread. Wheat contains opiate-like compounds, and that will actually increase your cravings to eat more food. So I definitely would say avoid the wheat and adopt a vegetable and possibly fruit-based diet. So the people that have problems with blood sugar, like diabetics, pre-diabetics, may need to restrict their fruits, but they can still eat a lot of vegetables. But the rest of us, if we don't have diabetic problems or diabetes in our family, we probably want to make a lot of this plant-based idea to be fruits and vegetables as much as possible. One of the neat things about Asian cuisine, particularly like Chinese medicine or Chinese cuisine, is this idea of the flavors. So a good dish or a good meal contains all the flavors. This is so important. I mean, what do you get if you eat fast food? You get nothing but sweet. There's no sour. There's no bitter. There's no spicy. And salty here means a little bit of salt, not the amount of salt that you'd get in a fast food meal. So one of the most important ideas is incorporating more flavors into the diet, the five flavors into the diet. I will bet you that if you had an overweight American client and you simply were make sure that with every meal they ate the five flavors, I bet they would lose weight, that alone. Now, healthy oils, one of the reasons that you shouldn't eat out at a Chinese restaurant often is that they often reuse the oils. And the cheaper the restaurant, the more they could be even reusing the peanut oil for 5 days. Well, that's going to be very, very unhealthy. So here we're talking about the ideal of the traditional Chinese diet, and we're using healthy oils. So in American context, that would be things like olive oil. In more of an Asian context, it would be more of sesame oil, maybe hemp oil. But the bottom line is that don't think you can lose weight at a cheap Chinese restaurant. You can't. And one of the reasons you can't lose weight at a cheap Chinese restaurant is because they reuse the oils. And that reusing oils is a terrible habit. It's economically good, but it's really bad for the health, and it contributes to oxidize and rancidity of fats. And then that itself can contribute to dampness and phlegm obstruction, and that's one of the constitutional factors behind weight loss. So we know from a traditional Chinese standpoint of the energetic properties, the sour flavor enters the liver, bitter the heart, sweet, spleen, spicy, lung, salty, the kidney. And again, we don't mean, you know, teaspoon to teaspoon right out of the salt shaker. We're talking about a little salty flavor. Okay, so constitutional imbalances are very, very important, but it may not be the acute aspect that you treat. So you might use formulas like the health concerns formula Leantane, which has been recently modified with some clinically effective ingredients such as the enoki mushroom extract and then a clinically significant amount of green tea extract. Many of the green tea extracts in tablet or pill form are just simply not strong enough to have an effect. But if you really want to get at basically a person stopping the weight yo-yo, that is a weight gain loss, you really need to look at these constitutional factors. And they explain why a person is overweight, why a person may be overeating, and how to treat through diet and herbs. So in a North American context, one of the largest constitutional factors between being overweight is dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation. And so one of the things that we might want to address, so if I see somebody in the clinic and their chief issue is weight loss, I might just put them on something like Chizyme or Enteromend. These are all formulas that help remove dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation. And that, from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, these substances really gunk up the works. They're sort of like a black hole for energy. So a person can't lose weight, even if they have no calories, if they're very damp, phlegm, and food stagnation. Obviously, if a person has starvation, they're not going to have very much dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation. But on the other hand, many, many of our clients are just overeating phlegm, engendering foods, damp engendering foods, and the quantity of the food causes it to be stagnant. So consider formulas like Chizyme and Enteromend either primarily at the first thing when you treat somebody particularly with digestive problems and dampness, or as an adjunct to one of the more specific weight loss formulas. If the real issue is puffiness and edema, the formula of choice is called Wulingsan, which is the drain dampness. But otherwise, the advantage of Chizyme or Enteromend is that they treat the dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation in one formula. Okay, so spleen dampness is a real problem. So spleen deficiency leads to cravings. Cravings lead to damp foods such as sweets and fatty foods. And then this in turn makes the spleen more deficient. So if people have an underlying imbalance of spleen deficiency, a very nice formula to think about would be the health concern Six Gentlemen, because this is not only tonifying the spleen, but also draining the dampness and removing the phlegm. And again, I can't underestimate enough that people really need to get rid of the dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation to start losing weight. Okay, liver qi stagnation comes in where people are very frustrated and their qi gets blocked, and then the qi doesn't move. They feel kind of muffled and congested and lousy. And what does America want to do? Drink coffee, eat a donut, and this is basically going to temporarily get the qi moving, and then it's kind of a rebound effect where the more you use these substances, the more you need it to get the qi moving. A few people asked me about hormonal issues, and won't be able to talk about that in a great deal of depth. Maybe sometime we'll do a CEU seminar and we'll talk about weight gain and hormonal issues. But right now, one of the ideas I want to keep in mind is that kidney deficiency can be another constitutional factor. We see this in a few cases. So for instance, many people with mild to moderate adrenal deficiency or thyroid deficiency actually have kidney deficiency in terms of Chinese medicine. If the kidney is deficient, then the spleen is going to be deficient. If the spleen is deficient, then you can develop more dampness, phlegm, and food stagnation. So basically, to help get the thyroid going, For mild thyroid imbalances, one of the strategies we use is the kidney tonics, such as the Romania 8 formula. On the other hand, if a person has moderate to severe thyroid deficiencies, they're really going to need to use thyroid replacement therapy, and I prefer the prescription drug known as Armour Thyroid. Okay, so heart deficiency is also another a factor in cravings. So person that's yin deficient, it's similar from a craving aspect to spleen deficiency. I'm yin deficient and I'm hot and I can't get enough, you know, no matter how many cars I have, no matter how many TVs, no matter how many relationships, I can't get enough. I need more, more, more. And so in a sense, the yin deficiency comes out of this kind of manic energy that dries up the yin and creates a lot of heat, whereas the spleen deficient craving person, it comes more out of a deep spleen deficient issues, which are usually in turn have to do with congenital kidney yang deficient issues. Remember, for craving support, we want to consider tonifying the spleen if somebody's spleen deficient, or nourishing the heart. So formula like Calm Spirit, the health concerns Calm Spirit, can actually be used in this context, because once their heart is more nourished, then they have less cravings and less stress and less anxiety and the greater ability to control the craving. So the spleen deficient person needs junk food just to fill up their tank, to get going. The yin deficient, heart deficient patient has so much excess, they're going so fast that they just need more and more things. The more they achieve, the more they want. And this is really how Chinese medicine can work incredibly profound ways, in that you may see somebody that has heart yin deficiency and weight control issues, and you use a formula like Lintane, you do acupuncture, you work with the diet, and then at some point you might start addressing the yin deficiency, and the person's like more calm, and then they don't have so many cravings, and they don't want so many things, and the less they want, then the less they even crave, and so their whole life can become better. And so remember, with Chinese medicine, the reason that I love Chinese medicine is that we have the ability to treat the symptom, the constitution, or even transform a person. And I've seen this a few times. Not a lot. You can't transform everybody. It takes time, energy, and a lot of the practitioner's qi as well. So let's look at the specific formulas. So the constitutional approach is more a moderate to long-term approach. Sometimes we might start off there. But the next formulas I'm going to mention are more for the acute. The person comes to you with weight loss, wanting to lose weight. What do you do? Okay, so one of the new formulas that we have is called Lintane. It was recently reformulated. And why do we reformulate products? Sometimes it's due to regulatory reasons, but sometimes it's simply because we can no longer obtain the best quality ingredients, so we need to substitute. One of the things we discovered is a patented enoki extract, and we combine that with green tea. Now, to be clinically effective, one of the things you can actually do an internet search, and basically it's the green tea catechins in sufficient dosage have been specifically shown to lose weight in multiple clinical trials. Catechins is spelled CATECHINS. And so basically most of the studies are in the range of 600 to 700 milligrams of catechins a day. So the problem with most of the green tea supplements that are sold is there's simply not enough catechins to have an effect. In order to get the clinically effective catechin dose, you need to take 4 tablets a day of green Lintane GT. What's the take-home message? The take-home message is that people using Lintane should generally take one tablet, start with one tablet a day, a half an hour before lunch and dinner, with a large glass of water. I'm going to repeat that again. To get the best benefit of Leantain GT, you want to take one tablet half an hour before lunch and one tablet half an hour before dinner with a large glass of water. Now, if you're not getting the results you want, then you can increase that, either two and two, or maybe two with lunch and one with dinner. But you know, this is something, one of the aspects of monitoring, in addition to monitoring people's diet, monitoring their compliance with herbs, which is very important. So one of the studies, for instance, was done in the United States in 2009, and they did a study with 100 adults between the ages of 21 and 65. It was a random controlled trial, and each person received 625 milligrams of catechins per day. Another key is that the trial, this is a green tea catechin study, was 12 weeks. So the time when people say Leantain doesn't work, it's usually because they're trying it for 2-3 weeks. In order for all these weight loss products to work, the ones that really work, 3 months. Remember that. Very important. So this study was 625 milligrams of catechins, which basically corresponds to about 3 to 4 tablets a day of Leantain GT, 12 weeks, that's 3 months. And at the end of the study period, I quote, people in the catechin group were found to have lost more body weight compared to the control group. However, there were no significant differences between the two groups in changes in weight, circumference, or fat mass. However, the abdominal fat area and abdominal subcutaneous fat area had decreased more in the catechin group. So those of us who tend towards abdominal obesity, this is a very, very, not only the green tea in Leantain, but also the enoki mushroom extract has been shown to reduce abdominal fat. And in the case of the enoki extract, it's basically they've done CT, CAT scan, CT scans to show less abdominal. It's just not somebody going, yeah, I feel skinnier. It's actually they can show the lessening of abdominal fat by CT scan. So that's the science, an overview of the science on green tea. The enoki mushroom extract is quite fascinating. There's over 10 controlled trials on the enoki mushroom extract, the specific enoki mushroom extract. And we'll be talking a lot more about the science. But, I'm just looking over the results. 24-patient random control study, 51-patient random control study, 13 adult male open study. 42 healthy obese male. That was a random control study. Let's look at 46 healthy obese adults, various dosages, random control study. These are all different studies, by the way. There's 10 studies. 45 healthy adults, 78 healthy obese adults, 76 healthy obese adults, 11 adult females, 17 high school girls, 24 healthy adults. So this is a very, very well received and well-researched formula. I believe Health Concerns is the first company to make this available in the United States. So it's very profound. It basically, the enoki extract has the ability to reduce body fat, reduce body mass index, promote weight loss, reduce waist circumference, trims visceral fat, and helps basically support healthy blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood glucose levels. So this would be particularly useful, the Leantain GT, for clients that have type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. So the Leantain is comprised of green tea extract in clinical dosage, and then the clinically proven enoki mushroom extract. The next formula I want to discuss is called Astradiet Tea. This is one that I formulated myself. It contains some ingredients which help remove water weight. But when I really formulated this, it was a great difficulty because I wanted to select Chinese herbs that had a sweet taste. So the original idea of taking Astradiet Tea was as a dessert substitute. So you take your Leantain or your Astra 18 before meals, you eat a healthy meal, And then instead of dessert or a snack, use astrodiet tea. The other way you could use astrodiet tea is instead of using a healthy glass of water 30 minutes before a meal and take Lean-Tane, you could actually use, if you don't want to drink so much water, you could drink a cup of 8 ounces of astrodiet tea instead. So astrodiet tea is not really meant to you lose weight just by taking this formula, but moreover, this helps get rid of phlegm and dampness and therefore water weight, and also it's designed to be pleasingly tasting. It comprises of a number of ingredients, and some people say, well, why is the Eleuthera root in this formula? Well, the reason that Eleuthera root is in this formula is to help with energy. So this is mildly energizing, but also helps get rid of dampness and phlegm, and tastes pretty good. Astra 18 diet is a formula that's been available for about 20 years, and it contains fiber and a number of Chinese herbs, which basically help get rid of dampness and phlegm. And that's the main thing it does. And then it also has some special ingredients to help the metabolism. So we use this formula. I use actually now the Lean-Tane GT much more than this formula, but this formula definitely does work. The key towards using astrodiet tea, again, is like Lean-Tane, you want to take 30 minutes before a meal. Instead of taking one or two, you need to take two or three tablets, two or three times a day of the Astra 18. And you want to take two or three tablets half an hour before meals with a large glass of water. Now, one of the things people ask is, can you use Lean-Tane and Astra 18 diet? Yes, you can, but I would prefer starting one at a time, and then if you really need it, add the other formula. So this is, as those of you who are herbalists can see, this is getting rid of a damp stagnation, some phlegm, and then it's also has some energizing ingredients and circulating ingredients. So a lot of ingredients also, like Crataegus, which is a Western name is hawthorn, actually remove fats from the blood. So that's why that's in there. Now, one of the things is that, remember as a review, we're recommending treating the constitutional issues either right off the bat or in moderate to long-term treatment. But we also want to look at some of the products that will support weight loss. So one of the issues, of course, with prediabetes, which is also known as Syndrome X, and also known as metabolic syndrome. One of the issues behind prediabetes is high cholesterol and high triglycerides. Now, one of the reasons that people have high triglycerides is too many unfavorable carbohydrates. So nobody gets triglyceride rises from vegetables. Almost nobody gets high triglycerides from fruits. But just about everybody gets high triglycerides from fast food meals and foods that contain too many grainy, sweet type carbohydrates. So we've actually had a few clients, not a whole lot, but some clients who have lost weight simply by taking polylipid. And what's neat about polylipid is the dosage is only two tablets a day. So for clients that have high triglycerides, have high cholesterol, and weight loss issues, you could consider using the polylipid mainly as an adjunct. And this formula is clinically effective. There's information on our website about the research that's been done, particularly on the citronol. Pomegranate fruit extract is just a great ingredient to support heart health. It also has a very strong antioxidant effect, so people can get a little bit of energy rise from taking polylipid. And this is the citronol is a patented ingredient which contains citrus and palm fruit. So we're going to be I promise you in the next couple of years, you're going to be hearing more and more about the health benefits of palm. And one of the things is that appropriately produced palm oil itself actually has some cholesterol lowering effects. So for high triglycerides, high cholesterol, consider polylipid. Now, Green Excellent is a patented green coffee extract formula, and one of the women who used a combination of this formula and Leantain GT was able to lose about 10 pounds in 1 month, which is, that's really phenomenal. I can't believe it. Somebody called our helpline and says, my patient's really, upset. They've only lost 8 pounds in a month. Well, if you look at all the data, people, it's very, very hard over a year to lose and maintain 5% of your body weight. If you can lose or maintain 5% of your body weight, you're a superstar, right? So, and one of the things I saw, one of the goofy things I saw on the web was some guy, he was like 400 pounds, now he's 250 pounds. But he's actually like a weight loss coach. Even though he's still morbidly obese, he's a weight loss coach, and he's really helping the people, how did he lose 200 pounds? Well, part of the answer is that he had a program that he was consistent with, right? So it's not about losing 8 pounds in a month. It's basically being able to maintain a weight loss of 20, 30 pounds over a whole year. Anyway, this person was ecstatic that using Leantain, she was able to, and the Green Excellent, she was able to lose 8 pounds in a month, which is pretty phenomenal. And of course, that combined a weight loss program, a weight loss diet as well. So this is a patented clinically researched supplement, and you can read more about it in our Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. And you can access the handbook either online. We also have a CD version upon request, and there's also, of course, a hard copy of the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. Now, one of the neat formulas is Chiron, used to be called ChiroBalance, and this is addressing insulin sensitivity and prediabetes. So it actually helps the cells become more sensitive to insulin. One of the problems that diabetics and pre-diabetics have is that their cells are no longer sensitive to insulin, and they keep spiking blood sugar. They keep having cravings. So what we seem to know in the modern research of weight control is that one of the reasons things like green coffee extract works, one of the reasons that Chiron works, is because they control blood sugar. And if blood sugar is too high or too low, that can lead to cravings. So interestingly enough, if blood sugar is really high, that can correspond to not only liver qi stagnation, which eventually can turn into heat, but also heart yin deficiency. And of course, if the blood sugar is too low, then usually that corresponds to some, if it always is too low, then those are people who can use Chinese tonifying therapy. So one of the special uses of Chiron, though, is to help deal with cravings. So one of the people that ask a question ahead of time, my friend Nathan, he says, "Well, what can be done to, after the weight loss, what can be done to maintain weight loss?" I would say the two big keys are constitutional therapy and the Chiron. And the reason to use the Chiron is that it helps reduce cravings. So the effects of Chiron is that it helps stimulate insulin function to manage blood glucose and lipids to normal levels. It increases glucose and lipid disposal in the body, thus overcoming insulin resistance. And then it also has been shown to be a help with weight management. It turns out that the Chiron modulates serotonin activity, and if serotonin is low, it's basically theorized that people have more appetite, and then they have more appetite, and so that they need or want to eat more. Also, Chiron has an effect on helping to promote cardiovascular health. So really consider Chiron for people that have diabetes, or they have cravings, really bad problems with cravings. Dosage is typically 2 tablets twice a day, typically on an empty stomach, although you could use it with meals as well. Okay, so I've talked a lot about putting this into a North American context. So it's very important to use the products and use them with a plan, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the plan next. Okay, so one of the issues is there's a clear depression relationship between depression and weight gain. And this is one of the reasons that the Kyrowin is so powerful, is that it helps modulate serotonin. And again, it's theorized that people that are low in serotonin want to tend to overeat, and then overeating typically produces weight gain. So we want to consider Kyrowin, particularly if the client has weight gain and depression. Okay, now the program. What's the program? So the practitioner who called in that was discouraged because the patient only lost 8 or 10 pounds in a month, basically said, well, what's the program? And she said, what do you mean program? I just used Lean-Tain. And I'm like, I still can't believe it. I mean, if you could take one formula and lose 8 or 10 pounds, I mean, I think that client hit the jackpot. They hit the trifecta, right? Right? But in order to really maintain and lose weight, you have to have a program. So whether you administer the program or somebody else administers the program and then you support them through acupuncture and herbs, that's the question for you. But the program really involves things like a food journal, one of the most important things. One of the things that Dr. Oz, who's very controversial, one of the things that he promotes is green coffee extract. Actually, this particular green coffee extract, although it's called something else in the main market, in the mass market, but at any rate, he recommended a green coffee extract plus a food journal. And a lot of the scuttlebutt was, geez, anybody keeping a food journal will lose weight. And I found that true. You know, when I was in clinical practice, I'd have everybody make a copy of their food journal. And I remember one doctor, he kept forgetting to pass in his food journal. And finally he said, if you could see how bad it was, I was just too embarrassed to bring it in. So one of the master weight loss strategies is don't try to lose weight. Just write down everything that touches your lips. And most people are like, oh my God, I didn't know I ate that. And some people, we had a client in the clinic I've talked about many times. You know, she was probably 50 pounds, 75 pounds overweight. She says, oh no, I only eat salad. And most of what I eat is just lettuce. And then her husband said afterwards, well, she goes into the refrigerator at night and scarfs down a bunch of ice cream. I said, what are you doing keeping ice cream in the house? So food journal. Healthy eating plan. So there are many healthy eating plans. I'll go over one of the ones that I recommend in a minute. But don't forget the stress reduction and the exercise. And there's a lot of debate whether strength training or aerobic training is best for weight loss. I would just say start losing weight, start exercising. You know, don't worry too much about is this better or that better. Just start getting the body moving. That's the most important way to start. I personally believe that perhaps a combination of strength training and also aerobic exercise is the best. Now, aerobic exercise, in my experience, will help people lose pounds. The nice thing about strength training, you know, people are doing that like three times a week, a really good strength training regimen, is that a really great strength training regimen, by the way, is 3 days a week of weightlifting and every day of walking hills. That's a great weight loss program, especially if you combine it with the products that I mentioned, the healthy eating plan, the food journal. But exercise is just so important. So the people that are doing strength training are going to say, well, I didn't lose any weight. What's your problem, doc? You said you can give me results. I'm not losing any weight. And you go, well, do your clothes feel looser? Yeah. I lost 2 pounds off, 2 inches off my waist. But I'm still the same weight. But the bottom line is the dress size and the pant size. It's not the weight. Who cares what you weigh? If you can fit into the, you know, a healthy size dress or healthy size jeans, that's the goal. So remember, with strength training, you tend to build muscle, and muscle is heavy. So strength training promotes lower dress size, lower pant size. Aerobics seems to promote the weight loss, the actual weight loss. And I actually recommend a combination of the two. So as I mentioned, aerobics versus weight lifting, this shouldn't actually be necessarily weight lifting. You should also think of strength training. So walking up a mountain is about the best strength training you could possibly do. And the heavier you are, the more you lose weight. You know, I was hiking in the Himalayas with a very heavy set guy, and we're going, boy, he's burning a lot more calories than the rest of us, because he's hauling a lot of weight up that hill. Now, one of the important take-home messages, besides how well the formulas work in today's workshop, is it's really the adherence to a weight loss program that works, not the weight loss program itself. So if those of you find that this you wanted to repeat certain information in the webinar, or it went too fast, this will be posted to our website in a couple of days, maybe as quick as 24 hours. So we would just suggest, if you want to look at one of the slides again, just go ahead and revisit the webinar. It'll be posted to our website anywhere from 24 hours to a couple of days. But the most important thing is they compared over a year 160 overweight patients, and they compared the Atkins diet, the Zone diet, the Weight Watchers diet, and the Ornish diet. And one of the key things is that only 25% of the person attained a weight loss of more than 5% of their body weight. But the conclusion at the end of the researcher concluded that adherence was the key factor in dieting success. Subjects in the Atkins and Ornish diets had higher dropout rates than the other diets. So the Atkins diet is sort of in my opinion, a ridiculous paleo diet. If you want to use the paleo diet, use the paleo diet. If you want to use an anti-allergic diet, use my program, the Digestive Clearing Program. The problem with the Atkins diet, I've seen this again and again and again, is it works. And then you go off the Atkins diet, and the rebound is sometimes worse than to begin with. In other words, a person loses 20 pounds, and they go off the Atkins diet, and they've developed unhealthy eating habits due to the Atkins diet, and then they end up gaining 30 pounds. They lost 20, but they gained 30. Now, there's a problem with the Ornish diet. The Ornish diet works great for somebody who lives on a mountaintop, and they can meditate for several hours a day, and I'm sure that it works for Dean Ornish and his group. But one of the reasons it works for Dean Ornish and his group is that these are people who spend a lot of money. Either they spend a lot of money, or their insurance company spends a lot of money to enroll in the Ornish diet. And one of the key factors of the Ornish diet is the monitoring in the food journal. So I'm not a great fan of the Ornish diet. I'm a great fan of the paleo diet. I like the Mediterranean diet, and then I like my own digestive clearing plan. The digestive clearing plan is designed really for digestive clients, but I found that many people have a side effect and they lose weight on this. So basically, to get the whole plan, it's good to read the book Healing Digestive Disorders. But in a nutshell, the plan emphasizes lean protein. It's vegetable-based. People with digestive disorders have problems with fruit. People with diabetes, either diabetic, pre-diabetic, or diabetes in the family, can have problems with fruits. So keep that in mind. It's lean protein, vegetable-based, and it's an allergy elimination and reintroduction diet. So this gets me around to my most famous case study. Actually, it's not mine. It's one of my nutritional teachers. He was treating a client who said, I only consume 500 calories a day, and I'm still 50 pounds overweight. And like the scientists in the room would go, wait, that's impossible. How could you have 50 pounds overweight if you're consuming 500 calories a day? Well, it turns out her one meal a day was corn chowder. And when my nutritional teacher took her off corn, that's the allergy elimination, boom, the weight loss started going like crazy. So that's the other thing. There's this diet, HCG diet, right? That's another thing that doesn't work. The rich people all go for HCG diet. And what HCG does, which is it's actually a licensed drug used in pregnancy, and HCG gives you a little bit more energy, and then they have people consuming 500 calories. So no wonder anybody can lose weight on a non-allergic 500-calorie diet, but do you really want to be injecting something that's used in a drug that's used in pregnancy and fertility? I don't think so. So that's where Leantain comes in. It basically will help maintain your energy, but I would caution anybody to get the calories too low, because that you will lose weight if they're non-allergic, but it's not sustainable. I prefer sustainable weight loss. So my book is Healing Digestive Disorders. There's a lot of great information about getting patients, all kinds of patients with immune disorders, weight loss issues, well, not specific weight loss other than the diet, but digestive and immune issues. A lot of tips on how you can get patients from A to Z. They want to be at Z, they're currently at A. And then there's the digestive clearing diet and then protocols specifically for digestive issues. I've also written a few other books, including Healing Immune Disorders. Okay, so now I'd like to talk about two formulas just to review. As I mentioned, if you need to review the whole webinar, it'll be available in 24 hours or slightly a few more days on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. So the main thing is we want to consider the Leantain GT for its ability to help in weight management and weight loss. The Leantain GT also decreases body fat. It promotes weight loss, lowers body mass index, reduces weight circumferences, and trims visceral fat. It also has an antioxidant effect and helps maintain fluid balance. So this will help with many aspects of weight gain. The other formula I really want to highlight is the Chiroin. It's spelled Chiroin. It was formerly known as ChiroBalance. And basically, this helps stimulate insulin function, and it also helps make the cells more sensitive to insulin, which is a good thing. And then in a weight loss standpoint, the Chiroin will actually help modulate serotonin activity, and that will help keep the pounds off by decreasing the appetite. So I wanted to talk about those two things. So generally, I would suggest that using the Leantain or one of the adjunctive formulas right off the bat, possibly with a constitutional formula, maybe not. And certainly if they have dampness and phlegm stagnation, I would treat that right off the bat. A moderate to long term, you really want to look at the constitutional factors, the constitutional formulas, and start weaning off formulas like Leantain GT. Chiroin is something that can be used for either the beginning stages of weight loss program, the middle or long-term maintenance, because again, it's going to help maintain blood sugar, it's going to help reduce cravings. So Chiroin and Leantain GT hopefully are some big take-home messages from today's workshop. So what's the conclusion? The conclusion is the plan and the health concerns formulas equal results. So if you just use the health concerns formulas, you know, you're going to get very modest results. If you use the plan, it can be difficult to cope with the cravings, right? And it can be discouraging. What the studies on Leantain GT suggest is that if you incorporate a weight loss program, those people who use Leantain GT will lose much more weight than those who don't use Leantain GT. So the bottom line is you want the plan plus the formulas, and that therefore you get the results. As I mentioned, the one person goes, well, my patient only lost 8 or 10 pounds in a 1 month using Leantain, and they're discouraged now because their weight loss has plateaued. And I said, what's the plan? And the person said, well, what plan? And I said, well, these are important. Whether you administer the plan or somebody else administers the plan, you need a plan. Okay, so let's see. I, at this point, have talked a little bit about cases, and we're starting to run out of time. So I'm going to be talking right now. I'm going to be first answering the questions that have been submitted in advance, and then I'll get to the, if I have time, I'll get to the other questions that are coming in. As I mentioned, if you missed something in the webinar, please contact, you can review the webinar again. And then if you have in-depth questions, please consult the Herbal Helpline as well. So let's go with some of the first questions. Caffeine sensitivity in some people, it's in a lot of weight-reducing supplements. So one of the reasons that caffeine is in many weight loss substances is it works to reduce weight. And so that's one of the secrets about green tea, and why green tea is thermogenic is that it also contains caffeine. So the related question is that some of my clients, green tea, again, has naturally occurring caffeine. Because it's a natural product, lean-tain GT has caffeine in the green tea extract, and apparently some patients say that it makes them jittery. So if that's the case, then just use an alternate formula, such as the Astra 18, the Kyrowin, basically that would be the way, the one way to duplicate lean-tain GT. If you didn't want to use lean-tain GT, you could use the Kyrowin plus the Astra 18 diet. My friend Nathan asked, what about weight loss, weight maintenance after weight loss? And the main answer is looking at the constitution, developing a sustainable diet, and my favorites are the digestive clearing, the paleo diet, or the Mediterranean diet. Use the Kyrowin to avoid cravings. That's we talked about that. And then look at the constitutional factors. If you can address, even addressing the constitutional factors, you can probably prevent the weight from piling on. But if you can use the Kyrowin too, you can probably get more bang out of your buck. Let's see. What do you consider a reasonable expectation for weight loss in a month? The clinical studies suggest that about 4 pounds a month can be achieved using the lean-tain GT. Now, some people are going to lose less than that. Some people are going to lose more than that. I think the record right now using the program and using lean-tain is about 8 to 10 pounds in a month. So you can use a lot of weight. But here's the crutch. Most of the first weight you lose is water weight. So I've seen clients lose 10 pounds in a month, in a week or two, but then it crawls. You know, and that was, I think, the problem with why the practitioner called us. The patient like lost 8 pounds in something like the first 2 weeks because it was all water weight, and then they only lost 2 pounds in the next 2 weeks, and then they got discouraged. Well, again, if you can maintain weight loss of like 4 pounds a month, you're doing pretty well. You're really doing pretty well. Obviously, if you have if you have somebody at a spa or a medical facility where they're living there, you can actually go quite low because you can give people IVs, and some of those they use HCG, which is the pregnancy infertility drug. But generally in your own practice, you're really looking at around 4 pounds a month. So that's why the monitoring is so important. We've talked extensively about the studies. As a reminder, if you have any studies-related questions, you can go to our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. You can also look in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. So all the clinical studies on lean-tain GT are summarized in the latest handbook or the latest monograph on lean-tain GT. Let's see. A few people wanted to know about weight loss in diabetic patients and herbs for insulin resistance. The main herb to be used for insulin resistance is the Kyrowin, which also deals with cravings. And the most important take-home message on the weight loss in diabetic patients is that people with diabetes, pre-diabetes, or diabetics in their family, typically you need to work harder. You may need to cut out all fruits as well as emphasize vegetables. They may not be able to tolerate fruits or many fruits. One of the clinical tricks is if you have diabetics or pre-diabetics, use one or two servings of little fruits like raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. These seem to be healthier and more nutrient dense than, say, a pear or an apple. So if you do treat these populations, consider restricting fruits to the fruits I mentioned, or just eliminating the fruits, or doing a challenge. I mean, that's why I like the digestive clearing program. You know, you see what are the products that your body doesn't like. So, and then the last take-home message with the diabetic patient is the Kyrolyn, because that helps regulate sensitivity in the body. A few people ask about gluten intolerance, and gluten intolerance is a direct link. So one of the things I take out in my program, Digestive Clearing, is all glutens. So you could do a challenge with gluten. You could also think about the idea of giving up wheat for the rest of your life if you're serious about weight loss issues, because there's a link between wheat and diabetes. There's also all sorts of questionable things like opiate-like compounds in the commercially available wheat. Everything we know, and there's also much more information on our webinars on our website about gluten intolerance, but everything we know is that wheat is really the problem. It's not the barley. It may not necessarily be the oats, which can be a healthy, relatively healthy grain. So it's really the wheat. So one of the things I suggest in my program, Digestive Clearing, is that you, if you do want to reintroduce gluten, you basically don't. The last possible thing you want to reintroduce is the wheat, because that's going to be the greatest enemy for digestive disorders and one of the greatest enemies for weight gain. Okay, there's a couple more questions. So I'm going to close now, but I'm going to be around for a little bit to answer those questions. Remember, at Health Concerns, what we're all about is combining modern research and ancient wisdom. So there's a lot of ancient wisdom about these Chinese herbal plants, like green tea. Basically, I believe the Chinese discovered the use of tea, and tea was first cultivated in China. So there's a lot of great substances, but it's really how to use these in the modern age that is so important. And so that's what I've hoped to share with you today. And then please tune in next week for our follow-up workshop specifically on lean tea GT. I think one of the keys and one of the differences between Health Concerns and certainly the other Chinese herbal companies is we're the most focused on American patients and have the greatest amount of clinical experience. So just yesterday I was teaching at one of the acupuncture schools, and you know, the truth is that they have some senior faculty that have more experience in Chinese herbs than I do. But nobody has the kind of experience with Chinese herbs in American patients that I do. So this is very, very important, because what works in China doesn't necessarily work in the United States. What works in the United States doesn't necessarily work in China. So I really focus all my discussions about Chinese herbs specifically for the American patients. And our last goal is to be your partner in practice. We're really committed to your clinical results, and we hope that by achieving clinical results, you'll have a successful and happy practice. So now let's go to some of the questions that have been called in. Let's see, what do we do? Okay, so somebody wants to know about interactions. If you have interactions issues, please go to our website. There's a newsletter I've written and several continuing education and a free webinar on herb-drug interactions. Five flavors, yeah, I would suggest if you have questions about the five flavors, revisit the webinar. The herb formulas on the screen, yeah, that you can also listen to the webinar again, and that will list all the formulas on the screen. We chiefly talked about lean tain, Kyrolyn, C-H-I-R-O-I-N, Astra 18, and also Astra Diet T. Those were the main weight loss formulas, and the constitutional formulas, I'd suggest revisiting the webinar. Let's see, if you have questions about what Health Concerns formulas address liver qi stagnation, there's basically in the quick reference guide of the clinical handbook is a TCM reference guide, so you can see which formulas regulate the liver and which regulate the spleen, etc. Let's see. Preferred way to determine food allergens? Great question. Preferred way to determine food allergens is a rotation diet such as found in the digestive clearing program. Somebody says that they have reported headaches with lean-tain GT. I haven't heard that, but some people say that they get jittery because of the caffeine, the naturally occurring caffeine in the lean-tain GT. My suggestion is that you just use an alternate formula or reduce the dosage. So that's why we have other therapeutic strategies such as the Kyrowin, or the best way, as I mentioned, to duplicate the lean-tain GT is to take Kyrowin, combine Kyrowin and Astra 18 a diet. Can Kyrowin help a patient with type 1 diabetes? Okay, that's a whole nother conversation, but first of all, I want to tell you something that's going to be the most important thing you probably hear all year. Ready? The most important thing you hear all year is type 1 diabetics can probably never get off insulin. So don't be one of these idiots who says, stop taking your insulin and start taking my herbs. Don't be that person. You know, basically before they discovered insulin, type 1 diabetics lived to about 10. I think before insulin, the oldest diabetic, type 1 diabetic, was like 18. And the only way they could maintain them is by severe calorie restriction. That's no life. So you have a patient who's not crazy, they're type 1 diabetic, they're taking their insulin, they're monitoring their blood sugars, they're responsible. Sure, you can use Kyrowin. It'll probably help. If you monitor them carefully, they may be able to reduce their insulin. Insulin is not, it's only healthy in the most limited amounts for type 1 diabetics. It's not a great drug. So type 1 diabetics need insulin, but they need as little as possible because it can be destructive as well. So consider the Kyrowin for responsible type 1 diabetics, and then for people who are unresponsible type diabetics, I probably would talk to them until the crows come home. You know, there are these people out there, I've seen them in my clinic, you've seen them too, and they go, oh, I don't worry about any of this stuff. If I eat a slice of apple pie or a whole apple pie, I just take more insulin. Those are people you probably don't want in your practice. And if you do have them in your practice, I'd basically say, well, we can help you with acupuncture, and hopefully after months of acupuncture, you'll acupuncture some common sense into them. Last question. Okay, we have two more questions, and then that'll be it. This is a question about elderly patients, there was a question earlier about weight gain in elderly patients. This is a very difficult area because I can tell you from personal experience and many of my clients, a lot of these 80 and 90 year olds, they're eating like one TV dinner, like their meal for the day is like half a TV dinner. And so one of the reasons that those people are so out of overweight or flabby is because they just don't exercise. They're parked in front of the TV all day. How sad is that? But at any rate, for elderly, it's much more difficult. I would think for the elderly that are overweight, you really want to look more at constitutional, more at things like Kyrowin, which help regulate insulin, and less about lean-tain and the other quote-unquote diet products. Any more thoughts on adrenal deficiency? Yeah, Health Concerns has a great formula called Adrenosin. It's spelled A-D-E-R-N-O-S-E-N, Adrenosin. And Adrenosin is a great formula. I developed it specifically for people with adrenal deficiencies. So, and then Adrenosin can also be used for people who have low normal thyroid or slightly low thyroid, you could consider adrenosine, especially if they have adrenal weakness as well, because basically by boosting the adrenals, they'll be promoting thyroid health. As I mentioned, another important take-home message, if a person has moderate to severe thyroid deficiency, they really need thyroid supplementation, such as the drug Armour Thyroid. Well, this concludes today's workshop. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you do have any follow-up questions, please consult with the Herbal Helpline at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or by email at herbalist, herbalist@healthconcerns.com. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you online.